News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council has warned that pricing pressures in the Irish economy are now on a par with the Celtic Tiger era. We're joined to discuss this by two eminent economists, Austin Hughes and John Fitzgerald. Can I go to you first, Austin Hughes? You don't believe the Fiscal Council are correct to talk about these pricing pressures being worse than the Celtic Tiger era. Tell us why.
No, I think if there was a build-up of price pressures now because of government overspend, it should be evident in inflation persistence. So Irish inflation would have stayed high after the global inflation shock, and Irish inflation would also be higher than elsewhere. But that's simply not the case. If you look at the latest numbers for August, Irish inflation is about half the euro area average, 1.1 against 2.2, and 1.1 is a very low number. If you look back to the Celtic Tiger era, every year between 1999 and 2003, Irish inflation was twice the euro area average. So over the last 5 years, we've been below, and actually we've been moving further below the euro area average over the past while. So that's one element. If you look at it now, perhaps you could argue maybe we buy things cheaper from abroad, but domestic price pressures are higher. There's, again, official statistics, services excluding mortgage interest rates because they don't, they're not set in Ireland, obviously, but they're set by the European Central Bank. The number for August is 2.3%. The number for August a year ago was 7.2%. The year for August 22, 7.7%. Actually, I think there's only six in the last 25 years that Irish inflation, you know, services inflation in August is lower than this year. So all these are pointing in one direction. And, you know...
Okay, I want to bring in John. No, I think we have your point, Austin. I want to bring in John Fitzgerald. John, Austin, what Austin is saying there, the stats don't back up what the Fiscal Council is saying.
Well, I think that the Fiscal Council is talking about broader pressures than just consumer goods and services. If you look at house prices, I think the dogs in the street know that house prices are rising very rapidly. It's things that we produce in Ireland ourselves, where the pressures, and they're going to only grow from now on if the leaks about what's going to happen in the budget are true. We're benefiting from one thing, which is that gas prices were exceptionally high. And we're very dependent on gas, and gas prices are significantly lower, but they haven't gone back to where they were. They're still way above where they were. So, yes, in terms of anything we import, it's cheap. And in the case of gas, cheaper than it was before. But what we produce ourselves, there are increasing pressures coming on. And you can see it in terms of wage rates. Wage rates are rising pretty rapidly, and that will pass through into prices of things that we produce ourselves.
Okay, Austin, how about that? Wages are rising, house prices are rising. Things that we produce here are expensive and getting more expensive.
Well, first of all, the IFAC piece is very specific about consumer prices and about services prices. It talks about doctors' charges. It talks about medical dentist charges. In both instances, we're below the EU average. And both of them, if you think about the economics, it's not because, you know, people have more money, so they go to the doctor and dentist more often. It's the same in terms of rent. Yes, house prices are rising faster, but, you know, I think there's almost universal agreement that this is because of a lack of supply rather than the government is juicing the economy. You know, the central bank report of yesterday, didn't say we should actually spend a lot less on houses. It said we should build a lot more. And it's that element, the difference between demand, which the government has been accused of overjuicing, and problems in supply. I do think, you know, John and I are, I'd say, in broad agreement that there are risks around what's happening in the Irish economy at the moment. That's definitely the case. But I think there are bigger risks than overheating. If we don't build up investment very substantially over the next couple of years, the economy will grind okay. to a halt. We also need to spend big on, you know, climate change policies and that.
Right.
So
okay.
we are going to
Austin,
have to
have
run
you,
the economy
John,
hot.
John, do you agree?
No, I think the government needs to take money out of the economy, not pump money in. And the central bank, the Nevin Institute yesterday, there's a range of advice. The government should be tightening fiscal policy, not having an exceptionally lax policy where they're pumping money into the economy.
John, can
this
I
year.
Ask you in that context? I think the Dáil is going to discuss, is it later today, the idea of the 13 billion euros and what we should be doing with that 13 billion euros. Do I gather from what you're saying that we shouldn't be doing anything with it? We're spending enough both on in current and capital terms.
Not today. Austin is right. We need to dramatically increase investment, but we've got to squeeze the rest of activity to make space. That they're just, we don't have the people to, we're fully employed. So if you need a load of more people building stuff, then you're going to have a load less people working in the IT sector or whatever. This economy is at capacity. And yes, prioritise investment in the medium term. That really is important. I think we agree on that. But you can't do it until you make space for it in the economy. And there isn't the space today.
Okay, Austin.
Shane, if I could just come back. Well, first of all, you know, the economy over the last 2 years, there's an extra 150,000 people at work, but there's an extra 160,000 in the labour force. Over the last 5 years, we've about 450,000 extra work. 5 years ago, IFAC and the central bank were warning of overheating. The reality is that inflation has been lower. The economy has been stronger than we expected. Look at the news from the US last night. The Federal Reserve cut interest rates. US inflation is higher than Ireland. US unemployment is lower than Ireland. Their deficit at the moment is $2 trillion this year. And look at what Harris and Trump are promising. Maybe anything between another 3 and 5 trillion. Their deficit is 7% of GDP at the moment. You know, listeners probably could be forgiven for believing that Ireland is uniquely troubled at this stage. We're uniquely fortunate. Yes, there are issues about overheating, but we don't have a fiscal constraint, and we have to be a bit bolder and braver
All right.
about this.
Last word. What will happen
is everyone will just get everything in a couple of years, and we'll waste this.
John, last word to you. Brief last word.
We don't have the space to pump more money into the economy because the way we have increased employment is by bringing loads of people from abroad, including our own children coming home. That's great, but we don't have the homes for them. Until the capacity is there, you can't stimulate the economy. You need to slow things down.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Professor John Fitzgerald from Trinity College Dublin, economist Austin Hughes, thank you both for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.